from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. It is Friday! Woo! You made it! Way to go! Well, Lana, yesterday, I went to the dermatologist.
Oh, yeah.
Suspicious mole on my back.
Oh, no.
So, they shot it up to numb it. Took out a pretty big chunk on my back.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll have to show it to you later, but it's deep.
What'd she say when she took it out? I mean, obviously, they're going to biopsy it, right?
Well, first and foremost, it's a he.
Sorry, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But first and foremost, it's he, and they're going to send it off to see what happens. And they said, you know, hopefully it'll come back and it'll be fine.
Is that something maybe Kristen found?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't look at my back that often. It's kind of hard.
One of the reasons you need to have a girlfriend.
There you go. Yeah. She's like, you don't get that.
Moles.
Yeah.
Well, you don't look at your back.
Can you check my body for moles?
Yeah.
If you don't, that's
fine. I'll be honest with you. I'm not the best with suntan lotion, and that's not a good deal in Florida as far as applying it and putting it on every single time you're out on the boat or something like that. So I'm guilty of that. And growing up on the West Coast, too, you know, beach city, same thing. Was just not the best at it. And so we'll see what happens, and hopefully it's nothing, but we'll roll with it no matter what. But
she got it all out?
But yeah, she got a big chunk.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's like it was numb, but also you still feel something on your body.
Yeah. So it's going to leave a nice scar.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Tell them it's a shark bite.
I got one too. I had one taken off, oh my gosh, years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, probably 25 years ago, and the scar's still there.
Yeah, right. I still have one on my shoulder from a removal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very common, but you got to get that stuff checked out.
Absolutely.
I go once a year. I go to the dermatologist. They check your scalp and stuff. I mean, everywhere, in between your toes. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
So scary, especially with all the sun we get down here in the Bay Area.
I haven't been to the dermatologist since I was in high school when I had acne.
Shocker.
Yeah, so it's been a minute.
Typical guy.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I remind myself what all they do.
Every year you're supposed to go. Oh. Every year.
Okay, Mom.
All right, we got a lot going on. Yesterday, if you missed our interview with Walker Hayes, go back and listen to it. It's on our Instagram and Facebook. He's just like the nicest guy, and the way he talks about his family and his wife, it's so cool to hear that guy be so genuine. And he knows that, you know, there was a lot of no's in his career. And because he's working at Costco a couple years ago, and now look where he's at. He's going to have a headlining tour. Yeah.
It's crazy to me to think about that.
Absolutely. So I wonder how many of those hot dogs he housed.
$1.50 for a drink and a hot dog.
What a deal.
What a deal.
All right, we got more Walker Hayes tickets for you coming up at 6:20 with our secret celebrity. He's going to kick off the Strawberry Festival, so we'll do that. And then Eric Church, 7:40. We'll have that. And today's the last day for Carrie Underwood tickets and to get you qualified to see her in Las Vegas. And that'll be at 8:20.
Woo!
Excited about that.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Cruise news coming up for you in 6 minutes. Right now, Morgan Wallen, Wasted on You, kicking you off on a Friday. Parker McCollum, Handle on You, 99.5 QYK.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that? Well, happy National DJ Day today.
Hey!
Today we celebrate all the radio people out there. So happy National DJ to the both of you.
Thank you.
All right, to celebrate, I'm going to be back at Southern Bell tonight in Ybor, starting at 7 o'clock. That's right. I liked it so much. We're going back tonight.
I will be there to support you.
Are you coming?
I'm going to come.
Get out.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be there to support you.
Oh, you get Lana and JR. How fun. Kevin, you coming?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, really cool place. It's right on the corner of 7th and 17th, right there, right on the big stretch of Ybor. I parked in the 16th Street garage, so if you want to just go there, it's just like a block over, so it's kind of nice. But you're going to love this place. It's super, super fun. So come out. I will be out there starting at 7 o'clock. Reminder, Eric Church tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. September 30th at the Amp. We have a free pair for you coming up at 7:40. Also, tickets for Chasco Fiesta go on sale today. Mickey Thomas from Starship is going to be performing. John Waite, also David Nail, and America's Got Talent, Drake Milligan will be out there March 31st. A lot of good music coming for Chasco Fiesta. This weekend, real quick, let's go over everything. The St. Petersburg Power and Sailboat Show that is going on all weekend long, Mahaffey Theater in Albert Witted Park. $21 for adults, 15 and under kids are free. But don't forget, if you're a veteran and active duty service member, you get in free. with your military ID. Bounce the Mall kicks off at Tyrone Square Mall. That is a big thing. It's open for all ages, but you must get tickets at bouncethemall.com. Tickets for the Tampa Bay Rays go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. Wow. That's exciting. And there's a big car show at Armature Works called Rides by the River that is going on Saturday. But the biggest event this weekend, the Gasparilla Children's Parade that is going on Bayshore Boulevard. Festivities kind of start at noon. The parade, however, doesn't start till 4. Here's the issue with that. The weather's not going to be so great on Saturday. Today, we're going to see lots of sunshine, high in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, however, we only get up to 66. So the majority of the day is going to be probably in the upper 50s, low 60s. And we are supposed to get some rain in the afternoon. Mm. The parade starts at 4. Probably going to want to bring like a rain jacket or something because they say by the end of the parade, unfortunately, the rain's probably going to move in. But then on Sunday, sunny and mid-70s. That is your cruise news.
Thank you very much. Coming back with Walker Hayes tickets. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And the Strawberry Festival is coming up quick, and Walker Hayes is going to be kicking off the Strawberry Festival. This is going to be a great show. We've got 4 tickets for you. You can tell us who is the Secret Celebrity.
All right, this is from an interview we did with this guy.
What's going on?
How long does it take you to get through a TSA checkpoint with all your jewelry and chains?
You know what? I worry less about the jewelry than I do, you know, my actual form of protection.
He is the best. And always ready for a small town throwdown, that's for sure.
Oh, that's right. He loves to kick it in the sticks.
Oh, yeah. Especially on the weekend.
That is cool. He gets fired up.
Fired.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I have an accent.
And he does that by holding up his glass and bottoms up, everybody.
Yeah, because that's what happens in a small town.
There we go. Who is our secret celebrity? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Good luck. All right, we got Jeff and Land O'Lakes playing Secret Celebrity with us. Jeff, who is our secret celebrity?
What's going on?
How long does it take you to get through a TSA checkpoint with all your jewelry and chains?
You know what? I worry less about the jewelry than I do, you know, my actual form of protection.
Brantley Gilbert?
There you go.
Brantley Gilbert! Oh,
the one, the only Brantley Gilbert right there. That was a clip from an interview we did with him. Hilarious individual. It is his birthday today. He turns 38. So happy birthday to Brantley Gilbert.
Happy birthday, Brantley.
And Jeff, you just won a 4-pack of tickets to see Walker Hayes at the Strawberry Festival.
All right, awesome.
All right, hang on for me.
Appreciate it.
All right, time for our Thursday 3 Friday rematch. It is next after Jordan Davis.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Well, yesterday he went real baritone. Today, Kevin, falsetto.
Yes.
Range.
Full range.
Full range. Unbelievable.
A lot to hit those notes like
yeah.
that.
Appreciate it, Lana.
Tight pants on today, I'll tell you. All right, here we go. It's our Thursday 3 Friday rematch. Yesterday, Lana won.
Hey.
Yes, because I chose the best song. It is Memory Lane from Old Dominion. The song is brand new, but it's so good. Written by the guys in the band. And we've all got that time in our life that, you know, you remember that place and that certain time in your life where everything was almost just kind of perfect. And it makes you happy and it brings you to a happy place. Well, that's kind of what this song is about. You just want to stay there forever, bringing back those memories. This is a song from Old Dominion. It is called Memory Lane.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. And maybe me and you would never fade, never fade.
All right, there you go. Old Dominion, Memory Lane. That is Lana's pick for today. Mm-hmm. All right, Kev.
I'm going with You Didn't. Oh. This is by Brett Young. This is actually a breakup song. Brett actually wrote the song with 3 of his other buddies. So, you know, it's a breakup song. Brett's married, has a kid. And so you're like, well, where did he find the inspiration for this breakup song? Brett says, the interesting thing for me is that me and Taylor, which is his wife, were broken up for 2 years, then got back together. The most painful breakup I ever went through was when I broke up with her. And so that is where I went when we wrote this one. You Didn't, Brett Young.
You ain't done nothing wrong, and that way you belong. Don't let
you go. I mean, we'll talk about a Friday song, Kevin. Jeez. All right, here we go.
It was picked for Thursday.
Oh, gotcha. All right, I'm going a little upbeat. All right, I'm going Walker Hayes, who was on the show yesterday. Definitely check out that interview on our Instagram and Facebook page. Just a fun, upbeat vibe, which is what Walker Hayes is all about. It's called Y'all Life. I'm a sweet piece of sweetness. Turn our bass up. Shawty, show them how. Yeah, we raise up. And yeah, we going down, down, baby. Your feet in my bronco. I'm going to talk to you real slow. All right, there you go. Let's recap real quick. Lana, you went with?
I went with Old Dominion and Memory Lane.
Kevin?
You didn't. Brett Young.
And I went Y'all Life Walker Hayes. What's it going to be, QYK family? It is up to you. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thursday 3, Friday rematch right now. It's 99.5 QYK. It'll be up to you, QYK family, to pick the song of the week. Lana, you went with?
I went with Old Dominion's Memory Lane.
That is a defending champion over there. Kevin, you went with?
You didn't. Brett Young.
And I went Y'all Life Walker Hayes. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Tara.
Tara, how you doing?
Good.
All right, what song are you going with?
I'm going with you, JR. Walker Hayes, Y'all Life.
Thank you very much, Tara. I appreciate it.
I feel like it's going to be your year, JR.
Oy!
Wow.
Thank you, Tara. You are awesome.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, seriously.
Meaning I'm going to win.
I love you, Lana.
And Kevin, I hope.
Hey, Tara, don't feel bad. You're absolutely right. It's going to be my year, and I appreciate the support.
I love you guys. You guys are great.
All right, you have a great day.
You too.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Annette, good morning.
Oh, it's Annette! All right, Annette, what song are you going with?
The stars are aligned for you today, Kevin. I'm going with You Didn't by Brett Young.
There we go. Thank you, Annette. Boy, I'm on fire with Annette lately. And
Annette's a big fan.
I know. She's become one, yes.
All right, Annette, you have a great day.
Bye.
All right, you guys stay the same. Bye.
You okay over there, Lana? We still got more votes.
I'm okay.
One to one.
Yeah. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Connor. I'm going to go with Lana and Memory Lane today.
Thank you, Connor. Thank you for calling.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right. We got a barn burner. Here it is. Everybody's got a vote. Next vote wins. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Aaron in St. Pete.
Aaron, what song are you going with?
Oh, definitely Walker Hayes.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. We got to get jacked up on a Friday, right?
Absolutely.
I love it. Love your energy, Aaron. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. See ya. Here we go. Let's do this, guys. Great job. Great songs, by the way. Brett Young, You Didn't. It's a great song.
You kind of complained about mine being a Friday song. It's slow.
It is a little slow, but it's okay. But it's still a good song. All right. Memory Lane, also a great song. But the winner for the Thursday 3 Friday rematch, thanks to the QYK family, Walker Hayes, Y'all Life.
We know the hard work and sacrifice they go through serving our community and keeping us safe. Let's honor another first responder on 99.5 QYK.
Well, yesterday we got to talk to Patricia about her mom, Margaret, who is an RN. We asked her about her mom and how long she's been an RN. Here it is.
She is an RN, and she's been doing it almost 40 years. It will be 40 years this year.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's been everywhere from pediatrics to home health. She did trauma ICU and CVICU, did the whole COVID pandemic and took care of a bunch of patients during that. So she's done a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So your mom being a nurse growing up, is this something that inspired you to be a nurse too?
I'm actually a nurse because of her.
There you go.
I love this. We get to honor you too then.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously she's helping people every day. She's around people every day. What is something that you have learned from your mom that you've applied to yourself as far as being an RN?
Always having compassion for people.
Okay.
Never judging them just because of how they look.
I love that.
It was a really cool conversation with Patricia about her mom. You can hear the whole thing up on our Instagram and Facebook a little bit later, but it was a cool moment. And we were able to give her $200 in Visa gift cards from our friends at Crown Buick GMC and Demesman and Dover Law Firm. If you want to nominate someone, please do for First Responder Friday or Military Monday. You just go to 995QYK.com. Coming up, brand new 715, a second date update.
Yeah. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget.
715, second date update.
All right, let's see if we can kick the weekend off with a match here. We got Danny on the phone. Good morning, Danny. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, man. So let's see if we can help you out. I read your email. You talked about this girl, Trisha. Tell us how you guys met, what you guys do on your date, and how we can help.
Yeah, we just met on Hinge.
Okay.
And it turns out we worked near each other, so we just decided to grab a coffee during our lunch breaks. And, you know, it was only an hour, but, I mean, I think it went really, really well. And, you know, I really like her. And, but, yeah, so, I mean, after that, you know, we were texting a little bit, and then the text just stopped coming back. And I really don't know what happened. I mean, I thought it went really well. I mean, it was only an hour, but we were really clicking.
So you don't think something went wrong in an hour because you guys were just, you weren't hanging out for that long. But what kind of things did you talk about?
I mean, just, you know, life, work, family, you know, classic first date stuff. But, you know, within that hour, I don't think I said anything that would have set her off bad enough to just stop texting entirely. Like, I don't really know.
You haven't been on any other dates with any other girls or anything that maybe she could have seen you on?
No. Nothing.
So you guys did talk after the date, so I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it still felt like the banter was still there.
All right.
I don't know, just after a certain point, like after a couple of days, it just completely dropped off. Like she stopped existing or something. I don't really know.
All right. Well, let's see if we can find out if she still exists. We are going to try to call her for you. Can you hang on for me?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Well, Danny has reached out to us today. He's very confused. He says, I don't know how I could screw up a date in an hour because I just went on a coffee date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I know. That would be very tough to do.
Surprised.
Yeah, we asked like subject matters. Did that come up? That would have offended her? And he goes, no, I'm telling you. It was just like right down the middle. Like there wasn't anything crazy that we talked about. It was more of a kind of an introduction type thing.
I'm thinking it has to be like an appearance or something, you know, with a look or maybe dress or smell. It's got to be because in an hour, yeah.
Let's see if we can call Trisha right now and get her on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, is this Trisha?
This is Trisha, yeah.
Hey, Trisha. This is actually JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 995QIK. How you doing?
Great.
Okay. Bro, the fact that you laughed, I think you've heard our show before, maybe?
Like every day.
Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate that. So you know we do something called a 715 second date update, and it is about that time right now. We want to see if we can actually talk to you about a date you went on.
Oh, what did I do to deserve this? Okay, sure.
Well, we wanted to talk to you about Danny. We heard you guys met on Hinge. You guys went on a little lunchtime coffee date. I guess you guys work kind of in close proximity to each other. And he really liked you and thought that nothing really went wrong in the hour or whatever that you guys hung out. And I think he wants to set up a more formal date with you. And he's been trying, but you have not been responding to his text. So he's just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, well, just to put it out there and be blunt about it, I think Danny needs some, like, date etiquette because the last time I looked into how to have a great date, you don't, like, hit up your date for money on the first date.
Money? How much?
Boy. Does that matter, the amount?
Well, it does. Yeah, $20 versus a couple hundred.
I don't think you borrow anything, but okay.
No.
Not on the first date.
How much?
Yeah. $400.
Whoa!
That's too much money to be asking.
He asked you for $400?
Yes. He wasn't like, hey, can I borrow this money? It was like, he was like, you know how people like start talking about something and insinuating like they're having an issue and then they don't shut up about it and then they just keep talking? Like,
he just kept talking about how he was having an issue with his car and like how he was like didn't really have the money to cover the repairs, and it's just like one thing after another, and I'm just like over here just trying to like get to know this guy and like decide like, do I like the way he smells, do I like the way he looks, do I like watching him talk, like the basic things you need to like get through to decide if you're attracted to somebody. And he's just like negative Nelly going on about his car issues, and then yeah, like it just kind of ended up with him kind of like asking me for $400.
Well, who paid for the date?
Well, that's probably why it was coffee.
He paid for the date, but I think it was like $12 or something. You know, plus tip. I mean, it was like not anything. It was quick little, like, yeah, it was a quick little catch up, like, let's just meet kind of thing.
But he said you guys were texting after the date, though.
Yeah, we texted a little bit, and then he did bring up again, like, how he was just like so bummed out about his car issues and he wished he had the money to fix it.
Do you think he's dating on websites to try to get money?
I don't know. My gut said like bye, and so I just stopped texting him. But now that you say that, I saw the Tinder Swindler on Netflix.
Yeah, that was wild. Well, here's the deal, Trisha. We actually have Danny on the phone. I want to bring him back on because he did not tell us that, obviously. Danny.
Did you get your car fixed?
I didn't ask you for money specifically. All I told you was that I had some car problems. You know, there's like just a lot of stuff that needed to get done, and I just had to do it. I never asked you for money. I don't know what you.
Danny, hold on. Step back a second. Just the way you verbalize that, like, that's not how you come at.
You asked me about my life, and that's what's going on in my life right now.
Listen, like, I know you didn't straight up ask me for money, but like you were hinting at it. I don't know. Like, I just know people like you that just won't stop talking about it and hinting that you need it. And I think you just expected me to offer to help pay for your car problems. And that's just not me. Like, I'm not that girl. Like, not that girl at all.
I mean, Danny, all seriousness, were you looking at her to maybe help you out?
No. She just asked me what's going on. And I told her that I was having trouble with my car. It's not an easy fix. I mean, it's kind of a lot. Like, there's a couple issues, like, with the engine, and, like, you know, I got to change the tires and all that. But, like, that's, you know, that's it.
What if she did offer you the money? Would you have taken it?
No.
Yeah?
I mean, look, it's not that. It's just that it's a lot right now. And that's just, I'm sorry that it, like, consumed the date. It's just been on my mind. You know, it's just, like, you know, it's the car, and then it's, you know. You know, it's rent, and it's, you know, it's the credit cards, and it, you know, it's just, things are tight right now.
Welcome to life.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, Lana.
Wow.
Sorry.
Well, Trisha, he's saying that he was not looking for money from you. And if you believe that, would you be willing to go on another date with him?
Really?
I mean, and like pay for the date? Credit cards and tight, and doesn't have a car, and it needs tires now. He's even meant to
pick you up on his bike.
If you may not even have a car to get to a date, why are you, like, trying to rush to, like, go on a date? Like, just, I feel like people need to just, sorry, but no. Like, he just needs to, like, handle his, like, life stuff.
Okay.
And maybe hit me up when, like, he's in a better place.
All right, well, that's fair. Well, listen, Danny, I'm sorry that you are having these problems with your bills. It sounds like Trisha's going to pass on another date. But I wish you luck with everything, and hopefully everything gets worked out.
All right. I mean, I guess I'll just.
All right. Thanks, Danny. Thank you, Trisha.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I hope next time we can talk about something more fun.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Take care. All right. What do you think, Lana? Was he asking for money?
I think he would have totally taken it had she said, hey, I could borrow you, or I can lend you some money. Yeah, I think he would have taken it. So.
One thing she said that stuck out to me is when she was all, listen, I know people that hint at that and they're waiting for you to be like, oh, let me help you out, you know, because you know people like that.
Yeah, I mean, you almost feel obligated to
lay it on you like that. Yeah.
Help somebody out. I mean, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
But just meeting someone. First time?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's why I asked how much. I mean, yeah. It was a $20 for a...
$400?
That's a lot of money.
It's like a tire on
a
Tesla.
Tesla tire.
All right. What do you guys think? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You ask yourself, what could go wrong in an hour when it comes to a coffee date? Well, it wasn't just that hour. It was them texting afterwards, talking about our 7:15 second date update with Danny and Trisha. Apparently, Danny just went on about all these bills he has piling up and how he's short on cash. And Trisha's like, are you hinting at me that you want money from me? And it was $400 to be exact. And so if you were just talking about bills, that would be one thing. But when you start throwing out specific numbers of how much money you need...
Right.
It's a little suspect, right?
Well, and he said he never asked for money. He never asked her, but she's like, he just wouldn't stop talking about it. And she's like, almost like I felt obligated where I needed to offer him some money. She's like, yeah, it was just very uncomfortable.
And then how about when I said, well, would you have taken the money? And he goes, well, I mean, I'm no. Yeah, I was a little bit dancing around right there. All right, I got Tara on the phone. Tara, what do you think?
I can see where she could get the idea that he may have been hinting at it. But judging by his reaction, he was like, what? And then she just got nasty.
She did get a little nasty.
Like, there is no reason for her to get nasty like that. I feel bad for the guy. I do see where the girl's coming from. But I'm
going
to have to go with the guy this time.
All right. Wow. All right, Tara. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye. Hi, Laura. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Talk to me.
Hey, I was just calling. I don't know if you guys picked up on it, but the first thing he said, he wasn't asking for money specifically.
Right.
If somebody's going to say that, he is asking for the money.
See, that's what I thought, too, is, you know, we go back to if you're hinting at something constantly and talking about how you need money and how bills are piling up, I feel like he was waiting for her response to say, well, how can I help you out? Can I help you out? And I just think, and first of all, it's a downer to talk about on a first date.
Yeah.
And second of all,
and
I think he was hinting at something for sure.
Oh, no. But yeah, he was. Totally. She did good to run.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right. See you. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Justin from Lakeland. How's it going, guys?
Good, Justin. Tell me what you think.
All right. This is kind of weird. I kind of got two little like hints on it. Like, one, I think she just either just plain old not interested. I mean, I understand her point of view where it says, like, you know, all you're doing is talking about money, but he's talking about his life story. He's talking about what's going on at that point in time. You know, it's only an hour lunch or an hour lunch date, whatever you want to call it. But at the same time, he didn't specifically ask her for it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of maybe hinted towards it. But at the same time, like, I would definitely give him a second opportunity to, like, Let me redeem myself. Mm. You know what I mean? I mean, she kind of did towards the end, you know, like, okay, get your life in order, get this, get a car. Actually, obviously get a car. I don't want to be riding on handlebars, but get a car and let me take you for a date. You know what I mean? But go on a second date. You know, you guys live close together for a lunch date. If he doesn't have a car at that time, then go pick his butt up and take for a lunch date and talk about something else.
There you go.
Yeah.
Another side of it. Give him another chance to kind of redeem himself. Like you said, that's a great point.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a good day.
Yeah, no worries. You guys too. Thanks, man.
See ya. Bye. All right. So, Lana, I'll ask you one more time. Do you think he was actually asking for money?
I think he was just maybe testing her a little bit.
That's a good point.
You know, like saying, let me throw this out there and, you know, maybe she's the type of person that would be nice and loan me the money. I mean,
just a first date conversation like that is just awkward.
No, it's not a first date conversation.
All right. If you missed it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page later. You can decide what you think as well. Eric Church tickets coming up less than 10 minutes away. We got Danielle in Tarpon Springs right now playing Drink in My Hand. Here's what's going to happen, Danielle. I'm going to describe a very popular drink to you, and you got to tell me what it is, but you do have Lana as a lifeline if you want it, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. This is a popular drink on a Saturday or Sunday morning. 3 parts vodka, 1 part lemon juice, 1 celery stalk on the rocks, and its main ingredient gives it its color and is often mistaken for a vegetable, but it's actually a fruit. What drink is this?
I'm going to say a Bloody Mary.
You're going to say a Bloody Mary? Would you like to make that your final answer and you don't want to use Lana as a lifeline?
I'll use Lana, but yeah.
Okay. Lana, do you agree with her?
It is absolutely a Bloody Mary.
Well, Danielle, you said you've never won anything before from us. You can never say that again because you won!
Yes!
Well, you called on a Friday. You just won Eric Church tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Have fun, okay?
All right, thank you.
Awesome. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get you all hooked up.
Okay, thank you.
All right, today is National DJ Day, okay? And that's celebrating people in radio. Well, we're going to give you our most embarrassing moments in radio in 6 minutes on 99.5 QIK. Well, when you talk for, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day, things happen, all right? Especially when you're first starting out in radio. It's 99.5 QIK, and because it is National DJ Day, not trying to pat ourselves on the back, and we definitely aren't. We're trying to embarrass ourselves, really. These are the most embarrassing moments we've had on the air, and we don't have enough time to get to all of them, because we could just go back to yesterday's show, and I could probably give you something that happened.
Absolutely.
But it is fun. We like embarrassing ourselves. So, Lana, do you want to start with your most embarrassing radio moment?
Yeah, it was embarrassing because it was something that I say. People ask me all the time, how do you not swear or say bad words when you're talking all the time? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know, something that clicks in your head. Except for this one time, I was working at 98 Rock, and a lot of you remember Livestock. It was the big festival that was like
Hills.
3-4 days, and we were out there. I think it was day two, and so the drinks had been flowing, and this was at 2001, I think it was, 2001 to 2002, so Livestock maybe 6, 7, 8, I don't remember. Anyway, and I was interviewing Jared Leto. He was 30 Seconds to Mars.
Did you call him Jared Leto?
Jared Leto. Leto. Okay. Whatever. So, Leto.
Jared, a rough Jared start
Leto.
To an interview.
Jared
but yeah.
Leto. And he's the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars, and he was also in that movie Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing this interview, and we're talking, and the other guy, Norm, that I was hanging out there with, we were talking about Fight Club, and we were describing the Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, and I said, yeah, that's the guy that beat the blank out of Brad Pitt in the movie Fight Club.
And you're on the air doing this interview.
Yeah. And I didn't say blank.
Yes, exactly.
I said
the blank. Yeah.
I said another word and it just came right out. And yeah.
Did you get a call from the boss or anything like that?
Back then it wasn't as bad. And
yes, it was.
Well, I mean, it was.
The FCC still existed
before,
back then.
That was before Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. Oh. Let me just say that. That was before then. So, and it was, it was 98 Rock, and it was Livestock Weekend. So
any complaints?
Things kind of flied.
Any complaints?
Not one.
Not one, even from your boss. Like, hey, Lana, let's tone it down a bit.
He might have been still sleeping from the night before.
Wow.
He hadn't woken up yet.
All right.
So it was a lot of fun back then.
Okay. I love that.
All righty.
That you didn't get in trouble for it. But yeah, that would be, that's one of those sayings where you just go, oh, did I just say that? And you did forget everything else that you're about to say.
Right. And we do have dump buttons for stuff like that. But the guy running the board back at the station.
He was in shock too.
He's like, what did Lana just say?
So he didn't hit it.
All right. Kevin, what do you got, buddy?
Well, you know, when you first start out in radio, you're eager to learn, do anything anybody asks you to do just to get your foot in the building, do things, get on the air. Well, one of my things that is still embarrassing, and I don't remember what it was for, but I had to stand on the side of Hillsborough Avenue painted in yellow paint. Again, I don't remember what it was for, but I would do stunts every once in a while. That was one. I was...
Yellow paint?
Yellow paint.
Why and yellow I paint? Wore,
did it and come I, off?
Yeah, it came off. It took a long time. I remember, you know, the smiley face, you know, the yellow smiley face.
Yeah.
I was wearing, like, shorts that had yellow smile. I can't remember what it was for. I've been dunked in...
It's a Tuesday.
I've been dunked in salsa before.
Oh, wow.
I have, in a canoe, I have gone from one side of the bay to the other along Howard Franklin Bridge.
Wow.
That happened. So anything to get your foot in the door to be on
stunt
the air.
Man.
This has got Dave McKay written all over it. Yeah.
Well, there was multiple people involved. Yeah.
Man, I'm really nice to you. I would never make you do that.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. When you're 19, 20 years old, yeah. you're like, man, I want to do radio. That's part of radio at that time. So that was it.
All right, you want the college radio station story, or do you want the word I could not say on the air?
The word you could not say on the air.
Okay, so in San Diego, when I was starting out, there is a cruise that takes you around. There's some of these around here, too, like a dinner cruise, and it's called Horn Blower. Okay, and I, for whatever reason, could not say horn blower. And so I got on the air, and I went on, and I said, all right, coming up in a little bit, we have four tickets to horn, just like that. And I was trying to say it, and I go, I'll try again later. That's literally what I said.
Later.
So two songs later, I start talking again. I go, all right, four tickets. We've got that. We're going to hook you up for you and your family for a horn blower. I couldn't say it for whatever reason. I could not say it. So then what's called a hotline is there's a special line that your boss can call you on.
Yes.
And it lights up in the room like there's a yes. in case something's an emergency, right?
Pick up the phone now.
Pick up the phone. And he goes, dude, are you having a stroke? Are you okay?
Right.
Are you okay? Like, are you conscious? And I go, yeah, man, I can't say horn blower. And he goes, you can't even say it to me.
I know.
And he goes, don't give the tickets away. And he goes, we'll do them later. He goes, don't talk about that again.
Stop talking about
it. Couldn't say horn blower for whatever reason.
Sometimes for whatever it is, you get stuck on a word, or like if you're reading copy for like a commercial and you can't say that word. And the more you try and the more you look at it, it's the worst it gets.
Horn blower. Yeah. But I just like the fact that
horn blower.
I go, yeah, I'm going to try again later. People are probably like, what's wrong with this guy? Did he win a contest to be on the air? What happened?
Did you?
Yeah, no. Anyway, so those are our embarrassing moments when it comes to being a DJ on the radio. But listen, most importantly, we thank you, QYK family, because in all honesty, we would not be DJs if you weren't listening. So correct. We really do appreciate the heck out of you. And this is a great place to work and a lot of fun to work at. And, you know, we have to watch Lana quite a bit.
Hey, now.
Just to make sure that everything's good. And we don't let her do live broadcasts anymore.
No. No, I just want to say thank you for continuing to listen to the radio station. I mean, FM radio. I mean, it's there's so many other avenues out there and ways that you can listen and get information. So the fact that you're still listening to us is awesome, and we appreciate it. So
yeah, and you can't win Carrie Underwood tickets anywhere.
Mm-mm.
So 8:20, they're coming up.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, today is Friday, so new music comes out today. Let's Do Country Right is a new album from Easton Corbin. This is his first full-length since, 2015. So a lot of great songs on this album. He's got a couple of new singles that's out, and he's going to be at the Stockyard April 7th.
Oh, sweet.
So definitely check that out. The Mockingbird and the Crow. This is the big one from Hardy. This is his second album. Includes the song Wait in the Truck with Lainey Wilson. Also a new song with Morgan Wallen. This one is called Red. Take a listen.
Like
to this. Excited to listen to that album later today. Remember, he wrote every song on this album, and he has 12 number one songs that he has written.
Wow.
So think about that. Speaking of Morgan Wallen, he's been working on some new music, kind of hinting at a new album coming out. He released another single yesterday with footage from a hunting trip. This one is called I Wrote the Book. Listen to this.
Those get you in.
Another duet with Morgan. So that's Morgan. So there you go. All right. Well, Casey Musgraves and Reese Witherspoon have joined forces to produce My Kind of Country. This is a reality-based talent competition, and a bunch of artists are going to pick unknown talents and bring them to Nashville and compete for life-changing prizes. So Casey Musgraves and Reese Witherspoon. This My Kind of Country will premiere on March 24th on Apple TV+. And props to Taylor Swift. She's a cat lady. normally, but she's got plenty of love for dogs too. She made a generous donation to a Tennessee animal shelter. The Williamson County Animal Center thanked Taylor for her gift by naming four female puppies after her new songs. The puppies are Midnight Rain, Willow, Bejeweled, and Carolina. And by the way, they are still looking for a loving home. And look at these puppies, JR.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine being at the dog park though? Midnight Rain. Over here.
Bejeweled.
Sit, Midnight Rain.
Oh my.
These puppies are so cute. I'm sure they're going to get snatched up knowing that they're named after Taylor Swift now. That's your Music Minute.
I appreciate you. 8:20. We have your ticket to see Carrie Underwood and also qualifying you to see her in Las Vegas. All right, we got Melissa and Valrico right now on the phone. Melissa, here's how the game works. I'm going to spin the wheel. All right, and it's going to land on either a Carrie song, a Carrie friend, or a Carrie fact. We'll ask you one question from that category. You get it right, you're going to see Carrie Underwood here at Amelie February 4th and qualified to see her in Vegas, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Carrie's friend. All right, we're going to describe a famous friend of Carrie's. You tell us who it is. You're a winner, okay?
Okay.
All right, Melissa. Lana, what you got?
All right. This friend of Carrie's predicted that she would not only win American Idol, but would become more successful than the show's previous winners. And so far, that has been true. This friend of Carrie's is mostly seen wearing T-shirts, even though they are filthy rich. This friend is also known to be kind of harsh and sometimes brutal when judging people. Who is Carrie's friend?
Simon Cowell.
Let's go!
That was quick. Look at that.
I like it. Melissa with a quick trigger right there. Nicely done.
Yay.
All right, you got Carrie Underwood tickets. You're going to see her February 4th here at Amelie, and you're qualified for us to fly you out to Vegas to see her there too, okay?
Sweet. Thank you.
All right, good win on a Friday, huh?
Woohoo!
All right, hang on for me.
Thank you.
All right, more of those tickets coming up for you at 12:20. And in 6 minutes, we've got the week that was. Highlights, lowlights, bloopers from the show. We'll let you hear them all. Hang on. Yeah, you are QYK family, and every Friday we do this. Kevin keeps track of the show, and we just kind of bear it all. Lowlights, highlights, bloopers from the show, and we play them back to back to back to back to back to back on a Friday to hopefully embarrass ourselves. All right, here is the week that was.
Crash My Playa kicks off.
Hey, now.
Luke Bryan's party in Mexico.
What kind of drinks do you think they'll have there, Lana?
Probably some tequila.
What?
Beer.
What?
Vodka.
What?
Shots.
What?
Lana, just when I think it couldn't get any worse, the Bucks season ending Monday night. Tuesday night softball team lost in the playoffs last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it happened. We are done for the year.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's kind of like you and Tom Brady are almost like the same.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a definite parallel right there.
Right. And you may be asking yourself, will I play next season?
Ooh.
The answer is, I need some time.
Oh, my. You're taking it day by day?
I'm taking it day by day. Got to talk to my family, see what I want to do, and see if I want to continue to play the adult pizza and beer league 16 miles per hour slow pitch softball on Tuesday night. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, he will kick off the Strawberry Festival March 2nd. It is the one, the only, Walker Hayes.
Walker Hayes!
What's up?
And we know that you guys eat at Applebee's, but, you know, to satisfy everybody and to please everybody's palate, where's another restaurant you guys go to that you can all agree on?
My family's go-to is Panda Express or Taco Bell. I could eat Taco Bell 4 days a week.
Wow.
Every single time I get two cheesy gorditas and two chicken quesadillas and a Baja, you know, Mountain Dew.
How dare you campaign on this show for another gold car to Taco Bell? How dare you?
Well, speaking of Luke Combs, he wrote a song for Gabby Barrett to release. Luke actually pitched me the song himself, and she was like, yeah, I'm totally going to put this on my new album. And I'm like thinking to myself, what? I'm like, you should release it as a single. Luke Combs is writing you something.
Girl, okay, you be Luke Combs.
Okay.
I'll be Gabby Barrett. Go ahead and pitch me a song.
Hey, Gabby, I wrote this song for you with you in mind.
Stop. I'll do it. Absolutely.
She's like, yeah, I think I'm going to include it on my new album.
Yeah.
Like, okay, lady. All right.
Real bones of a real prehistoric dinosaur It's coming to Tampa's Glazer's Children Museum, and it is a Triceratops.
Cut on these rhinos.
I believe they're related. I love its name. It actually has a name. It's nicknamed Big John.
Oh, Big John. I remember Big John.
Big John. Yep. That's
go
right.
Way back. Congratulations, Corey. You're going to see Eric Church.
Awesome. That was so cool.
It's pretty loud over there. Are you driving with your windows down or are they up?
I am actually parked because I'm in a semi.
Oh, you're in a semi. Oh. Can I get a horn?
Oh, yeah. Let's get a horn.
Gosh, never gets old. Except for the people that are right around you right now. That is awesome.
We were all that kid doing this in the window.
I love that we're on the radio and we all made the gesture for the horn inside. Can we get it real quick?
Yeah.
Very good.
Well done, Kevin.
That was great.
That was awesome. Going back to the dinosaur bones.
Okay.
Didn't you get asked about this?
Two different people, when I was at Southern Bell on Wednesday night, asked me about the bones.
Yeah, because you said you found dinosaur bones as a child.
In the Badlands.
In the Badlands.
I told you, I was very young. It had just rained. This was in the early 70s.
Okay.
And I was probably
that's pretty
six,
cool,
seven.
Though.
Yeah. And we were hiking and we were off the trail just go off the trail in the Badlands. And I looked up and I was like, oh my gosh, look at that. What's that stuff sticking out? And they were real bones. And we went back and we told the ranger, but no, we didn't stick around for the big revealing, you know, the chiseling of the dirt to reveal the big dinosaur that was probably attached to.
What a story.
I know.
But they were there. I found them.
Oh, man.
I found them.
Was Rusty there with you?
Rusty was there. Lori was there. Mom was there. Dad,
everybody.
Can we call
Rusty at some point and just verify this story?
Yeah, we probably could do that.
Do you think he would remember? I don't know.
You find
the dinosaur bones and you think he forgot about that?
Yeah, I'm going to say, that's something in your life you do not forget.
He might remember.
Yeah.
He might remember.
We were very young.
Exactly. And it may not even have happened. We don't know.
It did happen. I've been trying to find that picture because I took a picture and I've got it somewhere. I just don't know what box it's in.
We'll hold our breath for that.
Yeah.
Go commercial free next. Derek Spindley, Gold 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. Appreciate the heck out of you. All right, Lana, highlight of the show.
Carrie Underwood tickets.
Yes.
We've been giving them away for the last like 3 weeks, and we gave another pair away this morning. And I landed on Carrie Friend, and I was describing a man who wears t-shirts, a man who was kind of brutal sometimes and harsh, and a man who also said that Carrie Underwood would be she would win American Idol and she would go on to be more successful than any idol. And she knew it like right away. Simon Cowell.
She nailed it.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin. Highlight.
Well, you know, today is National DJ Day. Mm. So we were telling some of our most embarrassing things that have happened to us in our radio career. And you'll be able to hear those things up on our podcast and will come up shortly. So, some fun times. Lana, when she was in her rock days, cursed on the air. That was great. No one noticed. And then you couldn't say a word.
I mean, literally.
And it wasn't just once. It was over like two different breaks. You just like, I can't say it.
I'll try again later is what I said.
As I was messing
on things. The air.
Oh, man, it was bad.
I love it.
It was bad. All right. Well, Lana, we're going to see you tonight at the Southern Bell. You're going to be there from 7 to 9 hosting. You said this is a great spot. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, this is it's a brand new country bar that opened in Ebor. It's right on the corner of 7th and 17th. And I love that the way that they've decorated this place. It's got the mechanical bull in there. And it's got an area in front where you can sit and like people watch, all the people walking around. And then you've got the area in back where they've got the line dancing and the live music and then the DJ spinning. So it's a really cool place. So I'll be down there again tonight at 7 o'clock.
They probably have drink specials, too, right?
They have drink specials.
What are you thinking?
They have Coors.
What?
Long necks.
What?
And they have bottles of Jack.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
So come on
down. If you have no idea what that is, that's Stone Cold Steve Austin back in the day. He used to do that, and we just like to do it to Lana because it's fun. You enjoy it, right, Lana?
I love it. I do it now, too.
All right, we'll see you tonight. If you're coming out to the Southern Bell, 7 to 9, I'm going to join Lana out there. It should be a good time. Woo! It's a good day. Have a great day.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5
QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.